Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
All right. Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. Happy New Year. 2022 in the building. If you're still rocking with me, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And like I said, if you're still rocking with me, 2022. You know what it is. I gave you the call-in number. Also, go to smoothdrama.com. There, you can holler at your boy. Jump in the chat room. We can talk about this and that, from sneakers to hats. I'm in it. I got my peoples in it. It is always a smooth experience. Smoothdrama.com. Come jump in the chat room and talk. Got video game up, got some good music up on that there thing. Smoothdrama.com, one stop shopping. Also, you want to hang with me on social media, you can ask to get into the Smooth Drama group. Myself or Mr. J, my big brother from another mother. And we're not like the Smothers Brothers. And we definitely not undercover. Y'all see how I'm rhyming and just flowing it? Anyway. So, yeah, if you want to get into the Smooth Drama group on Facebook, myself and Mr. J will let you in. He is Mr. Lavender, a.k.a. Dove Men's Care, a.k.a. I Have Bad Breath. When it's not good. I don't know. I just kid Mr. J. He's got a head. Like a really big head. Alright. And pretty much anywhere you want to holler at Smooth Drama, you find Smooth Drama, social media, holler at me. Let's talk about it. We can be friends. Will we sing that song? What about your friends? Will they be around? Will they let you? My people don't let me now. My friends are cool. Even though we just got through with 2021, a.k.a. the apocalypse, and it's still continuing, 2022. Woo! So I got a new term. Just came to me. The roaring apocalypse. We had the roaring 20s. I'm like, now we got the roaring apocalypse. So that's where we're at. I mean, this sucker is humming, right? Humming. So, the roaring apocalypse has seen the rise of stupid aspirations. And things that just don't make sense at all. But because it's the roaring apocalypse, man, it's right here. For example, there's this study by Lloyd's Register Foundation World Risk. They did a poll. They polled people from 141 countries. And the conclusion was people who are bad with numbers are more likely to experience financial difficulties than people who are good with numbers. Now, for most of us, that's a duh. If you can't count, yeah, it's probably not going to be good for you. Even though you make a lot of money, you're still stupid. I didn't need a poll for that. But they did a poll about that. And so, oh, man. So they asked the question, if 10% was bigger than, smaller than, or the same as 1 out of 10. I'm going to repeat that for some of you who may have gotten it and some of you who didn't. Is 10% bigger than, smaller than, or the same as 1 out of 10? And that a lot of people failed at. And they found during their whatchamacallit, their research, that the people who answered incorrectly among the poorest in their country. Once again, that's a duh, right? Because once again, we're talking about stupid aspirations of where it's at. You know, because we aspire to be as dumb as possible here in the United States. It's been pushed to the nth degree, right? Pushed to the nth degree. You know, for example, there's a man who stopped his wife from driving junk. Let me repeat that. There's a man who stopped his wife from driving junk. Look, I can't talk. I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it right. Man who stopped his wife from driving drunk. He was charged with manslaughter after she got hit by a car. She was hit by a car while walking home drunk. So his wife, Jason Todd, refused to let his wife, Tanya Anderson, get behind the wheel of her car while under the influence. And so you know what happens? She walks home and she gets hit by a car and they charge him because he wouldn't let her drive home drunk. Now, maybe some people get it, some people don't. But think about that one for a second. I'm going to answer this call. Caller, you're on the air. Welcome to Smooth Drama. Where are you calling from and what can I do you for?
Yes, sir. I'm Brendan Smythe from Minneapolis. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, thank you for calling, Mike.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the this current thing we got going on with the vaccine mandates. I don't know if you heard that in D.C. on January 15th, they're going to make it to where you can't go basically anywhere without having proof that you've been vaccinated. And I mean, isn't it kind of weird how now, after we already found out that people who are fully vaccinated still get COVID, still pass COVID to other people, which was the whole argument as to why we needed to have these mandates in the first place, isn't it making it look kind of foolish that they're still trying to do it even when the data shows that it's not necessary?
Yeah. I've always thought that it was a personal choice. I've never understood. I'm like, hey, you want to get the vaccine? Get the vaccine. If you don't, you don't. I'm 100% personal choice. And the fact that where they're making it, where you essentially, it's almost police state-ish. You have to have this to go here. You have to have that to go there. I'm of the belief that, hey, if you think that you're not going to be harmed by the virus, you have that right to do that.
Yeah, because the whole thing they kept trying to make it seem was that unvaccinated people were somehow a threat to everybody else. And it just brought up 2 points every time I think, what? Because I've heard this a million times from people. And I'm just like, on one side, you're telling me that the vaccine is supposed to protect you, but yet you're still afraid of unvaccinated people because they could somehow give you COVID.
Right.
And then does that mean that the vaccine that you took isn't as good as you think it is? Or, I mean, and then on the flip side, now that we know that all these people that got COVID are spreading it to other people, are getting COVID. I mean, who've been vaccinated are getting COVID, passing to other people. Like, you see how in the NBA, for example, with Kyrie Irving, how he's been completely justified now to the point where they basically brought him back on. Because you remember how they went at this dude? Remember, they were attacking him. They were calling him all kinds of stuff, telling him he's crazy. And now when you got the NBA, who's like 98% vaccinated, and you got all these players getting COVID and having to miss out on games, the Nets were forced to have to bring him back.
Right.
It made all the players that bought into the propaganda about you, if you don't get vaccinated, you're a danger to other people, it makes them all look weak because they gave in for that. And here's this guy who didn't give in. And look at the end of the day, he's the one that got to be on the team while all you guys who got vaccinated are all out with COVID. It's just, it's sweet justice for me. I'm just happy that it worked out for him.
Yeah, I mean, once again, I'm of the opinion that, hey, it's personal choice. You don't want it, you don't have to take it. I've never understood that whole the mandate. You know, and you can argue back and forth. At the end of the day, whether you're vaccinated or not, you still can get COVID. You still can pass COVID on to people.
So which side politically do you think is using it for their own benefit or to have more control and power than they should?
Well, it's government. So, of course, it's about power. It's never not.
No,
been about
I mean, which side politically do you think is using it more so? Would it be Democrat or Republican?
They all work together. I've never seen the difference between the two. They pretend like they're enemies until they're hanging out. They all
okay.
Vote
so let's just use four states as an example, right? You got New York, California, Florida, Texas. Florida and Texas, red states, Republican governors. California, New York, blue states, Democrat governors, right? Look at the total difference in how they're handling COVID. In Florida right now, they've made it illegal for a business to require you to wear a mask, right? They got total – you go to Florida, it's total freedom. They're not mandating anything. Same thing in Texas. You go to California and New York, they mandate everything. You can't go anywhere without a vaccine passport. And now in California, this is where it gets crazier. They're going to make it to where children cannot go to school unless they've been vaccinated.
Okay. So,
you know what I'm saying? And so the difference, I'm saying, if you look at it politically, the Democrats are clearly using COVID to grow their power and control that they would have. Whereas when you see Republicans, they're not using it that way. They're giving people freedom. They then you have the freedom of choice, get vaccinated or not, wear a mask or not. You know what I'm saying? They're not forcing you to have a vaccine passport to go to a restaurant. Whereas where Democrats got control, I mean, think about it. The reason Kyrie Irving couldn't play for the Nets this year was in New York, you were not allowed to work in indoors in at your job if you weren't vaccinated. That's the whole reason because now the Nets are saying he's allowed to play on the road, like when they have away games, but he can't play games in Brooklyn.
Right. So Mike from Minneapolis, you said?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. All right. I'm going to answer your question. I'm going to get off here because I'm going to have to go on break here. But, hey, Mike,
okay.
You're my dude. You can call me anytime, all right? Thank you for the call. And I'm going to answer you right here. All right. So Mike bring up interesting points. But I have a different viewpoint on these things, right? So for me, when I see, hey, you can't come to school without the vaccine, I just look at it like they don't really care about educating kids. Never have, never will. I mean, as someone who works in the school system, education in the United States, remember this is a country that had a lot of the population uneducated because it suited their needs. Education is not a high priority, even now in 2022. And so kids not come to school because they're not vaccinated. Yeah, it's a political move, but it's the American way. because we always need an underclass to exploit. I always go from that angle. Second, they don't care in Florida, in Texas, because once again, you need an underclass to exploit. And so, hey, if you get sick, we don't give a damn because we think you're useless eaters and it's too many of you. And see, and this is why I say, I don't look at anyone growing a power base like Republican, Democrat. I see them as working together. Two sides of the coin to screw us over. Heads you lose, tails you lose. Doesn't matter. You still lose. Mike, you know, I know what you're saying. You made some valid points, but I think they look at it that way. It doesn't matter to them. But that is me opinion. And at that point, we'll go on break. This is Clay Creation. Elevate. Yeah.
Smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drummer with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Clay Creation, Elevate. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. Stupid aspirations. Control of governments. We got all that stuff on the table tonight, right? I mean, as I was talking about it earlier, a guy wouldn't let his wife drive. She walks home and gets fatally hit by a car. He gets charged for manslaughter. Makes no sense, right? Makes no sense whatsoever. But it's a true life story. That happened. I'm going to go to jail for doing the responsible thing. You would think the person that actually hit her while she was walking home drunk would be the person that would be charged with manslaughter. It boggles the mind sometimes. Boggles the mind. But see, once again, we're talking about things that don't make sense. And that's why the roaring apocalypse is doing its thing. Because it highlights how ridiculous this society is. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's just stuff. I mean, my homie Mike from Minneapolis, hey, we take the vaccine, but we still can give it and get it. Didn't sign up for it. Now you can say, well, without the vaccine, you may die. You may get really, really sick. With the vaccine, not so much. We don't know. It's a physiological thing. And I don't know if that data has been studied and we compare people who've gotten COVID. Because, I mean, there's been a lot of deaths, but it's like deaths from the flu and all these other different deaths. I don't know. I think, once again, people should have the choice. You want to wear a mask, you can wear one. If you don't, you don't. Everybody's got their choice. That's what it is. That's how I believe. Yeah, but, you know, people don't believe that. I mean, there's some things that I think make no sense, but I enjoy the banner. For example, NVIDIA, they're showing off new gaming laptops and a virtual assistant for your car at CES 2022. And so you start thinking about a virtual assistant for your car. Now, I get there's people who enjoy the fruits of Alexa in all the other virtual assistants that are out there at the house. You know, it's a lot of them now. I can't say that I'm one of them. I've tried to have conversations with these assistants, and they don't go over well. They don't go over well. The assistants don't like regular banter. And they say, hey, we're going to switch over to a social bot. And then it's a weird conversation. Because I'm mad random. If you know me, you listen to me. Or if you know me personally, you know I'm mad random. I will randomly come across and speak on some stuff, right? I will just speak on some stuff, and it is all good. Now, they don't necessarily, your assistants don't necessarily randomly speak. They're not good with banter. Now, why am I bringing this up? Well, you know, I was talking about stupid aspirations, right? And so when I saw that they have cars that are going to have virtual assistants. So, I mean, what is a virtual assistant going to do in your car? You know, I was just, is it going to have a conversation with you? It, I mean, hey, don't talk about, hey, you need to do your oil. I mean, I thought that they already did that. The light come on. Like, oh, I've been slipping. Car gonna stop on me. I thought, but I guess now we gonna have that. Hey, Alexa, find me some music or whatever in the car. I don't know. Turn on my lights. I mean, we just can't turn on our lights. We just can't do that stuff. I mean, don't get me wrong. I've seen it happen. I've seen it at work. It's all right. But I'm cool with that extra click. I'm cool with that extra click in the walkover or whatever. I gotta find this music. It gives me something to do. Keeps me occupied. I don't think that a virtual assistant in the car can do anything good. I see it as another distraction. Plus, I just like talking to people. I think just having a conversation with people as opposed to the artificial assistant, the AI. I'll pass on it. But, you know, people like the simple stuff, right? I mean, we're not for intellectual dialogue. While I'm there on the intellectual dialogue, right? I have beautiful conversations. I am lucky enough to know beautiful people with beautiful minds. We have beautiful conversations. And I saw an article in cars in Florida with New York license plates. People were telling woke people to leave. Like, if you're one of those, they put a piece of paper on the car window. If you're one of those woke people, leave Florida. You will be happier elsewhere, as will we. Now think about that for a second. I mean, we know woke means socially conscious. Socially conscious, socially aware. And supposedly is social justice warriors in social justice conversations. They're like, nah, that son. You try and kick knowledge? You try and kick knowledge? That's an old hip hop joke. It's like, you can't knowledge rap, nah. It's gotta be some gangsters up in this piece. Right? Got to be some gangsters. And so they're saying the same thing. You trying to keep knowledge, we ain't trying to hear none of that.
I would hurt you for trying to be smart. You want to talk intelligent talk? We're not trying to hear none of that. That don't happen here in Florida. It's funny. But I kid Florida from time to time. I kid Florida. But you start thinking about that for a second. Leave Florida. You will be happier elsewhere, as will we. Because we are happy being stuck on stupid. We love being dumb and staying dumb. And see, once again, it's an indictment of American society. It's an indictment of American society. Shout out to Gentle Settler, who says, hello. Hi, Gentle Settler. Anyway, what we're talking about is intelligence quotient and how being intelligent and having intelligent discourse, conversation, or the ability to conversate. Yeah. The ability to conversate is not something that's welcome. Differing ideas. I mean, we know the American consciousness, you know, the whole debate about critical race theory, as they call it, and what's wrong with what you've been learning, aside from the fact that the American population is dumb as hell. The majority of the American student population aspires to not make society better, but to watch other people shop and dance, shake their booty. I can watch people shake their booty. I just refuse to do it on social media. I need my booty shaking live in front of me. It's a personal preference. I'm not going to apologize for it either. But I'm saying, Florida, the governor even went so far as to talk about a Stop Woke Act. Your boy Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, he's talking about a Stop Woke Act. And he used the anagram, trying to be clever. He said, it stands for Stop Wrongs Against Our Kids and Employees Act. You know, because teaching history where we don't talk about white people as awesome is wrong against the kids and the employees. And I get it. You know, I get it. It's tough being a white person right now. You know, I see it. Right? It's really, really tough being a white person right now. Because all of a sudden, not everybody on TV is white anymore. White characters that used to historically just be white, some of them been changed to black. You know, I saw they were arguing about Cinderella being black. You know, remember back in the day, it was Santa Claus. Santa Claus can't be a black dude. It's too much. It's reverse. Woke is too much. Black or gay now. Even though I don't understand this thing against it. But focusing on the race part. I think it's hilarious, right? I mean, because most black people, not asking for a lot. We just asking for the black person to not be a certain way, not to be unintelligent, not to always be the comic relief or the first person to die. Not asking for a lot. So we know every show now, they have that one black character. And all we ask for is just don't let them be stupid. I mean, because it's been many shows, cartoons, they have that one black person. That black person dies or suffers some debilitating injury, whatnot. And I just stop it right there. I go it on and take it off the list. I'm not watching. That's why I find it hilarious. Because white people are mad because there's more than white people on TV. It's one of the weirdest things that I've ever seen. And then I remember seeing that there was the Capitol rioter woman, the one that Jenna Ryan, who's trying to become a right-wing media personality person. And she's the one that came out last year and said, sorry, I have blonde hair, white skin, a great job, a great future, and I'm not going to jail. And then she got sentenced to go to jail. That's the only reason why she got sentenced. Because she got uber cocky with it. Probably wasn't going to go to jail. Probably wasn't going to go to jail. But she said that. Anyway, so she came out and she compared her treatments to the Jews in Germany, right? They're making fun of my skin color. They're calling me an insurrection Barbie. They have no idea who I am as a person, what my beliefs are, what I've been through, who I am. They see me as a one-dimensional caricature. They don't see me as a human. And so that is the epitome of a scapegoat, just like they did that to the Jews in Germany. Those were scapegoats. And she said, and I believe that people who are Caucasian are being turned into evil in front of the media. Because I know me and all my black friends, it's what we do on the weekends. We're out there rounding up white people. Just round them up, locking them up, locking them away. We've been white bashing all of 2021, and it's what we plan on doing in 2022, just chasing white people around. I mean, it's like, really? And I really hate talking about this, right? The fact that she puts this stuff out there. And I said her name once. I want to strike that from the record. I could do that if I wanted to, but I'm not. I'm just saying. It's just asinine. It's dumb to say stuff like that. And we know why she said it, so she can become famous and people will talk about her. And I'm like, I'm going to talk about her this one time. But I'm also going to bring up the fact that there are a lot of people who are like her, think like her. White people are being attacked. Just because it's not all white people on TV. It's not all white characters anymore. Oh, boo-hoo. Oh, boo-hoo. Right? This is what we arguing about. That there's a lot of people on TV. Well, those characters are European. Like, there's a lot of black Europeans, homie. Lots of black Europeans. I know you didn't care for none of that, but yeah. Black folks everywhere. It's one of those weird things. Way before you talked about slavery, black folks were there. They was there. Making fun of her skin color. I am guilty of making fun of white people. Because I'm notorious. I say it on the air quite a bit. I love watching white people dance. I do. If I see y'all dancing, I'm going to stop. I'm mesmerized by your melodic rhythms. Y'all got a flow to y'all that just, I can't stop, won't stop checking you out. Y'all are amazing. It's my joy. It's the gift that keeps on giving when y'all dance. It's just you're off by a second. No matter what, even the smooth ones, just off by a second, half a second. It's amazing. I love it. But as far as the other stuff, yeah, we not hunting y'all. You know, hunting white people is probably not a good idea. Just saying. I don't know about that group of black folks that's hunting white people. They don't really exist. Not like you're talking about it. If there's somebody hunting you, it's probably one of them brothers that's trying to get you in one of them pornos. That's about the only hunting that I can see happening to y'all. Other than that, nope. You are running free in the woods unabated. Unabated. I'm just saying. Now, I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Because I would know. I'm not going to say that I'm privy to all the black meetings. But I'm pretty sure my email didn't get filled up, and like FDM word, what are you doing? Don't be telling them about the secret black meetings where we be talking about hunting white people. No, it's not happening. I promise you. I can say that with all sincerity. And on that note, probably gonna go on break now. Well, not probably. I am gonna go on break. This is Scarface. Safe.
Getting back was out of the question. They've been for the day. With the hump need the ones you broke the bread with, the ones you don't want to be the ones fucking your girlfriend the moment you up. I know your street game backwards, forward, sideways. It used to be an honest hustle back then, but nowadays you trust though, that's fucked up. Niggas won't they come, I'm so mad they'll take a 357 and hope they bother. A damn shame, but that's the way the game goes. A damn niggas is taking, especially if they slang dope. I'm getting that prescription back in the day, and fear of my homie hitting my head and cracking my face. So they just ain't calling. That's when niggas start calling. And when these niggas start calling. That's when these niggas start calling. When these niggas start calling. Niggas got problems. That's when these niggas start calling. And when these niggas start calling. That's when these niggas start calling. Calling. You can check out my niggas. And I ain't trying to preach. I'm just coming in from my side, cause I'm in the streets. I've been in Dutton, seen a whole neighborhood destroyed by the government being stripped off by one man. He caught a dope case, they threatening with time. He get his own fucking people jammed, and he take the five. That's the shit there. They ain't even catching with dope. But they gave him 35 years to dig in his coat. Addiction. That's a motherfucker, watch what you say. You don't know no motherfucking body. Nigga, you lame. Watch the so-called homeboy. Keep to yourself. Stay away from niggas getting caught and get out of jail. Don't talk about your business. Keep your thoughts in your head. In this game, you got a paper trail. Watch where you stand. Don't write down names and numbers. It's a memory thing. Never shit where you sleep. Keep the grip out of range. And plus, you never let these niggas know where you stay. Cause when the push turns to a shove, they hit and you stay.
Two motherfucking games. Two motherfucking games.
But when you got some ain't it calling. That's when you can start calling. And when you can start calling. That's when you can start calling. When you think you got problems. That's when you can start dying. And when you think you start dying. That's when you can start calling. Calling.
Together you've got to move, drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Scarface. Safe. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right, now that I'm back on the show, because always in between the breaks, I make it a point to go out and attack defenseless white people, because I don't know. It just seems like the thing to do, according to what all these white people who say they don't feel like they're safe. You know, because we're just that's pretty much. No, I sit up here and think about it. I think that's what me and Brown Sugar, we do. We sit around and plot on ways to beat up white people, attack them and make them look evil. I see that now. Oh man. And here I thought it was just me enjoying watching white people dancing. But instead, it's an insidious plot to destroy all white people and take over the world like Pinky and the Brain. Even though they're white mice. Aren't they white mice? They're white mice, yes. Okay. All right, now that we've got that out of the way, I guess I can get back to being serious. Not. All right, so I don't know if y'all saw it. Kyle Rittenhouse came out, said he's going to write a book. You know, he's coming out with a book. How I Got Away with Murder. I mean, the peculiar life of being an adult, going into adulthood, some stupid shit. Like Kyle Rittenhouse. You too can kill people and be a national hero. News at 11. So long as you're white. Okay. I said that. And on that note, I'm going to go into Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
All right. So, Groundhog Day 2022. A Louisiana man, Bobby Sneed. Let's just put a name on it. Bobby Sneed, who served 47 years in prison, remains incarcerated nearly 9 months after his parole date and following two court decisions ordering his release. So, he collapsed on March 25th, 4 days before his scheduled release, and tested positive for amphetamine and methamphetamine, according to the prison authorities. He was held past his release date for a disciplinary hearing, but the disciplinary committee dropped the drug use allegations because it could not confirm that the urine sample used to accuse the 75-year-old was his. So, they accused Sneed of a fresh Louisiana State Prison in Angola. They accused him of fresh drug charge, said that he had the one eyedropper. And so he was found guilty at a disciplinary hearing of possession of a controlled substance and sentenced to 1 day in solitary confinement. Now, both the charges from March and November have been dropped by the prison disciplinary board. And they, on December 9th, issued his second ruling ordering Sneed's release. So, what happens? While waiting by the gate to be picked up on December 10th, Sneed was rearrested and sent to a nearby jail. Although the judge had ordered his release, the parole board engineered a way to keep Sneed incarcerated despite the ruling in his favor, including its own vote. During his brief release, the board issued an arrest warrant for parole violation, arguing that the two drug accusations against Sneed violated his parole, even though he was still incarcerated and not actually paroled. Talking about kicking a man when he's down. 75 years old. So, he served 47 years in prison for his role in a fatal robbery in 1974. What did he do? He was the lookout. He wasn't even around during the killing, but he was convicted of principal to commit second degree murder because he was involved in the crime that led to the murder. In March, they decided he was no longer a threat to society. But they still locked him up. Now think about that for a second. You want to talk about some Groundhog Day shit, right? He got 47 years for being the lookout. He wasn't actually there doing the killing. He was the lookout. 47 years for being the lookout. Been told to be released twice, and right when he's walking out, they rearrest him. Now, if that ain't some black torture, I don't know what it is. So I would say to that other person who talked about being, you know, told they was evil, you tried to take over the country.
He was a lookout. He was a lookout. He got 47 years. The person, this woman, who was a part of a bunch of traitors to the United States, she got 60 days. 60 days. And yeah, nobody got murdered, but they tried to take over the country. They tried to end our democracy here in the United States. That's people want to defend the democracy, right? And so, yeah. Groundhog Day. Speaking of which, there was the show Wicked, which was on Broadway. And I've been meaning to talk about this for a while because I've seen a lot of people talking about the fictitious characters that are now being turned black. They're having a hard time with it. Cinderella can't be black. It's a European story. Cinderella. It's going to be okay. All right. So, Wicked. Story of the good witch who actually was the bad witch who had the pretty sister, cursed her, made her ugly, and then she's the only quote-unquote pretty one. But she's the good person in the story. The good witch. Now, the person who makes the person ugly is the good person. And we're mad at the person who was made ugly because they were mad because they were made ugly. Think about that for a second. I'm going to repeat that. The person who was made ugly, the person who made them ugly, is mad at that person because they're mad because they were made ugly. That's what we defended. Wicked. Who's wicked? I mean, is it the person who's upset because they were abused? Or the abuser? I'm just asking. I had a friend that just, you know, asked me to ask that question. We're mad at the persons who were messed over and are mad because they're messed over. But the person who's the good person who messed them over is the good person. And we're supposed to root for that person
60 seconds.
Because they're pretty, but they messed the person over and made them ugly. I'm confused. I'm always confused. America. As John Cougar Mellencamp, ain't that America? Little P and Kousis for you and me. On that note, I'm Mr. F the N Word. This is another Smooth Drama production. If you want to keep hollering at me, you can jump in the Smooth Drama chat room at smoothdrama.com. I hope I see you there. And I'll catch you on the flip side. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hair.
Where the hell did you get the news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth. Drama. Smooth.